Hello and welcome to Technofunda Investing Podcast Series. This is the 9th episode in our Technofunda Investing Podcast. I am Vivek Masrani, your host, and you can follow me on my Twitter handle @MasraniVivek or visit my website vivekmasrani.com. So today's amazing topic which we are going to discuss. Have you ever thought about how you can retire? Have you imagined that you can also make 100 crores? That's right. So we are going to talk about compounding principles. We are going to go deeper into how compounding can help you to retire in your life and create that abundant wealth using very, very simple process. So are you in for that? Yes. So let's get started with a very powerful principle which is known as Rule of 72. So a lot of you might have questioned that how do you calculate Rule of 72? What is it all about? And is there any example which I can relate with? Right? So the Rule of 72 is nothing but if you divide 72 by the percentage of return you are getting, that will tell you the number of years it will take to double your money. Right? So say for example, if your rate of return is 2%, so you divide 72 by 2 and it will take 36 years to basically double your money if you are compounding at a rate of 2%. Same way, you know, if you are compounding at a rate of 5%, it will basically be 72 divided by 5 and it will give you the answer of 14. That means it will take approximately 14 years for you to double your money. And if you go on and on, you know, approximately it will take 6 years if you have a 12% return, and it will take 3 years if you have 25% return. So basically divide 72 by 25% and approximately it will double in 3 years. Yes, so that is what all about Rule of 72. Now, a lot of you might be always curious, right, that I want to double my money in 3 years. You know, your bank FDs and other instruments might be 5 years, 7 years if you think about the interest rate we are in right now. But as a acceleration of our compounding principles and to accelerate our journey towards financial freedom and retire in our life peacefully, we want to probably double our money in 3 years. So what is the rate of return you require? As I said, 72 divided by 25. So you require approximately 25% return every year to compound your money. Now you might say, Vivek, even if we do this, is it good enough? You know, is it a good rate of return? And I would like to give you an example of one of the video I watched of Ramesh Damani, which is a very popular video about how to make 100 crores from 10 lakhs. Okay. So suppose, and again, this is the example he gave. So I want to just reiterate the example just because it's already there. I don't want to reinvent the wheel. So what example he gave is, suppose you are at the age of 30 right now and you didn't think about compounding and investing and retiring, but suddenly you woke up from your bed and you thought that I want to retire, and now you are thinking, what should I do? So probably, you know, if you think about age of 60, you have probably 30 years of age left. So now imagine that you have got 10 lakhs here and there, whatever means you have gotten, you have saved throughout your career or whatever you have done, you have 10 lakhs with you and you start compounding that. So what will happen? Every 3 years, it will double if you compound at a rate of 25%. So let's do an exercise. You know, what will be, money after 3 years? So after 3 years, your 10 lakh will become 20 lakh. What will be after 6 years? You know, so your 20 lakh will become 40 lakh. After 9 years, it will be 80 lakh. After 12 years, it will be approximately 1.5 CR. After 15 years, just double it, 3 CR. After 18 years, it will be 6 CR. After 21 years, it will be 12 CR. After 24 years, it will be 25 CR. And after 27 years, it will be 50 crores. And after 30 years, it will be 100 crores. That's right. You heard it right. And that is the power of compounding. If you go again and again, and every 3 years, if you keep doubling your money, even if you start at a base of 10 lakh rupees, it is easily possible to reach 100 crore rupees. And if you achieve that, you know, believe me, you will be in top 1 or 2% of people, wealthiest, richest people on the earth. Yes. So Of course, the fixed income securities or the normal government bonds will not give you that kind of returns. So what you need to do is you have to think about investing in businesses, businesses which are growing at much higher rate. So if you think about Asian Paints, Pidilite, all the companies which have created wealth, they have grown at much higher rate than the GDP growth or the normal corporate growth rate. And if you can find companies which can internally compound their capital at a rate of around 25%, and if you hold them enough, then of course this rule of 72, where you compounded that with a 25% return, you saw this example of creating 10 lakh into 100 crores is pretty much possible. And that is the benefit of long-term compounding when it comes to investing your money to equities, if you are really able to find the businesses which can compound over a long time. So how to find these kind of compounding machines, right? How can you find these kind of companies? So first you have to look around. What is the thing that is growing in front of you? And if you think about, the world is moving towards the platform businesses, the world of Google, Amazon, Netflix, you know, your Uber, Zomato, all these companies are platform businesses. So you have to look around sectors which can grow for a long period of time. And then within those sectors, you have to look for companies which can grow for a long period of time. So that is what you have to think about, you know. And if I remember correctly, some of the sectors like platform businesses, FMCG companies, tech companies, the companies around data are going to flourish because we are living in the world of technology. We are living in the world of data. We are living in the world of shared economy where platform businesses are the key, right? So you have to identify these kind of companies. And again, this is not a recommendation, but I'm just throwing my thoughts so that you get an inspiration around how to hunt these kind of companies. And second thing you have to think about is disruption, right? Because if your company is growing very fast, but that compounding is stopped and it doesn't go for 30 years, then it goes for a toss. So you have to think about how, you know, your companies are disruption proof. In fact, you can also find that companies which are disrupting other existing companies. So find out the companies which are disrupting existing automobile players and they are going into electrical vehicle. Find out the companies which are disrupting traditional businesses. You know, find out the companies which can have a brighter future. Because if you go back in history, you know, all these companies which I mentioned, Asian Paints or, you know, good Nestle kind of companies, when they just started, they were just capturing the market of the older economy. So if you just depend on these companies which has already proven their mettle and they have already performed, you are not going to make that kind of returns in future. For that, you have to find what are the companies of future, how they can compound better, how they are disrupting the world, how they are growing much faster than your economy. If you can find those kind of companies, then your job is done, right? So three things is required if you want to achieve that. First, discipline and research, in which you can find out these companies and ride them, most importantly. Then you have to think about how you can identify the traits of these great businesses in the past and you can apply to the future businesses. And then how you can think long-term and have your mindset correct, right? So what's changing, how it is changing, and how the world is getting benefit from these kind of companies is what your focus should be in terms of finding your compounding machines. Right. And I believe in terms of, you know, using powerful tools to do that. So what I do is I use, you know, Technofunda investing process to exactly do this. You know, so Technofunda investing process is basically what I call blend of technical analysis and fundamental analysis. So I like companies and sectors which are in a long term uptrend using technicals as well as fundamentals. How I do it is very, very simple. You know, I find the long-term trends on the charts and the same time I see the traits of these companies, some of the financials which I need to see for these companies to grow for a long period of time. If both of these matches, then I go for it. And I just don't go all in because, you know, world is very, very unpredictable. There are a lot of disruption that can come in. So when I use my entire process, I take a small tracking position and then I average up as the company goes from strength to strength. And it shows me that compounding trend, that company is really growing and it's really compounding my money, right? And if it doesn't happen, I also like to have an exit strategy in place. Because if you just keep throwing your money towards the duds, and if you are not able to compound your money effectively, and you just get stuck into the companies which stop growing, then this dream of getting retired with 100 crores will never happen. So you always need to have that exit strategy in place. And I use mix of different technical indicators as well as some of the fundamental traits to do exactly that. Right. So I have the entire process in terms of when to buy, what is the kind of tracking position to have, then what kind of sector to invest in. Then I also have a checklist in terms of what kind of company I want to fundamentally go into, how to average using different technical indicators. And most importantly, which most of the investors ignore, is how to exit using different technical indicators as well as fundamental parameters. Right. So that is the broad process I follow. Of course, there is a lot more to go about it. I have created a lot many videos. You can check out my YouTube channel. I'll also paste the link below in the podcast description if you want to go through this entire process in detail. And what I also do along with this is in my overall portfolio, I have created two components. So one component is a core portfolio where I look for 10 to 15 consistent compounder companies, which can grow for a long period of time, which has all the checklists getting fulfilled. And then I have a satellite portfolio, which is 30% of my portfolio. There it is more like an experiment ground where I test out new companies, put a tracking position, and if it works out, then I allocate more money so that it can compound for me. Right. So that is the structured portfolio allocation framework, which I follow using the Technofunda investing process. And what I would like all of you to do is go through my video if you want to go deeper into it. And if you want to meet me live, you know, I'll also post the link of my webinar. You can check out and join my webinar where I will take you to the detailed process of how to compound your money and how to achieve your financial freedom. I'll also explain my Technofunda investing model in much detail manner so that you can exactly follow that system and compound your money to achieve your financial freedom. Yes, so if you like this podcast and if you enjoyed it, do give the rating on the Apple podcast and share this podcast with your friends. And I will definitely, you know, like to connect with you in the next upcoming webinar if you are very, very serious about compounding your money and achieving financial freedom with good end money for your retirement. Yes. So signing off. Thank you for listening. Great to have you here with me on this podcast, and keep listening my other podcast episodes as well. There are a lot of awesome content which I've created. Thank you, and have a great remaining day for you. Thank you very much for listening to Technofunda Investing Podcast.